Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix and mentioning again to do with this article and other articles we'll read tonight about the Russian art of really psychopolitics, as it called it, how they would promote psychology and psychiatry, the new gods basically, up to the top, and they would start to advise governments and even take over court systems, which is actually happening. And South Africa. South Africa's a test bed right now. They're talking about doing away with court systems and appointing psychologists and psychiatrists over all criminal hearings. No kidding. This is happening right now. And it'll happen elsewhere too. And the UN is all behind it, of course, because they're the big communist organization owned by the Royal Institute of International Affairs that set them up. So here they go with the next phase of it. Children who are shy or considered moody run the risk of being diagnosed with mental illness and given powerful drugs like Prozac, psychologists have warned. Experts said mental health diagnoses are likely to increase from 2013 as new guidelines on the definition of mental illness are drawn up in America and are likely to be replicated in Britain. Now, new guidelines, they actually make new diseases all the time. You get nervous legs syndrome, for instance. You get a pill for that. All children sit there sometimes with their balancing on the ball of their toes and the legs go, you're just full of energy. Well, that's an illness now. In the Soviet Union, if you had inflexibility of opinion on a particular topic, say like global warming, they locked you up as a nutcase, and that was it. Psychologists in the UK fear school-aged children could be diagnosed with mental illnesses like social anxiety disorder if they're quieter amongst their peers, or depression if a child is temporarily sad or is battling bereavement. Meanwhile, youngsters who appear to lose their temper easily or answer back to adults could be classed as having oppositional defiant or disorder. Once diagnosed, psychologists say children are likely to be treated with powerful drugs like Prozac or Ritalin to curb their behavior without fully understanding the long-term impacts. Ritalin is already used to help control attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in youngsters under 6, and about 650,000 children aged between 8 and 13 have also been prescribed a drug or an equivalent. This is just in one country. And it says, social anxiety disorder is where someone is fearful or anxious about social situations where they might be exposed to scrutiny by others. They might be fearful of situations including having a conversation, being watched or performing in front of other people. You get social anxiety going through certain parts of Toronto now. So youngsters may react by clinging on to adults, crying or refusing to speak in social situations. And then it explains what oppositional defiant disorder is as well. It's everything they've learned from television. We know with a dumb dad and a dominant mother and how you talk back to your dad and so on. Earlier this week, the TUC called for an investigation into the use of mental health drugs among school-aged children and voted to see more research into their long-term impacts. Kate Fallon, General Secretary of Association of Educational Psychologists, told the Daily Telegraph, "Behaviours develop over a long period of time, often with a range of complex causes. We can't cure the behaviours we don't like with a quick fix of medicine." But, of course, the big, powerful medicine and pharma bodies are lobbying governments all the time as well. See, they all work in concert. All these organizations work in concert. You understand, the military industrial complex also includes pharma. I hope you understand that. And we read through Huxley's works and Russell's works and many other people's works. They all talked about giving us all drugs at the end. You see? And it's here. It's actually here. It's like when you're living under communism and you're redistributing your wealth across the world like we're doing now since the bank failure. Your bosses all sign an agreement and we're taking your tax money and putting it across the world. It actually goes to international corporations, of course, not to third world countries as they say it is, but that's communism, folks. And they'll never tell you the word, so you'll link it all together. That's how they work these things. Anyway, it says they usually require careful management by all the adults around the child. Parents need to take time and energy to help their children deal with the problems and warned it was tempting to opt for a drug which would be quicker to change their behavior. So, get ready for more diagnosis of children. And, of course, they never mention the inoculations and vaccines that give inflammation in the brain. I'll be talking about that tonight, too. There's another study done on that showing you that kills off brain cells, these actual vaccines, etc., which they've known from the very beginning.